We're going to take a break, but we might just hold on because Steve Rochich, the Fremantle CEO, has been good enough to join Caroline Wilson, Matthew Lloyd and I. It's been a reasonably tumultuous season for the Fremantle Football Club in some respects, and a couple of weeks that has also seen a few people asking some questions. Steve Rossich joins us for a quick chat before Patrick Dangerfield, and we take some more of your calls, 96900 693 on the open line, 96900 693 on the open line for Nick Sidosi, Prestige Cars, 185 Arden Street, North Melbourne. Steve, thanks for your time. It is great to have you join us. We appreciate you jumping on the phone. Welcome.
Good afternoon to you and what is still morning in Perth.
And it has been a little strange this season. You've had some good ups where your kids have shown some promise and Ross Lyon looks like he's got the team on the right track. And I've got to say there's been quite a few games that I've broadcast where I've seen the improvement, and yet I also did the Geelong game where you were absolutely demolished. And you've also had the departure of Chris Bond, who still had a year to go of his contract. How do you reconcile that for all of us sitting over here in Victoria trying to work out exactly why?
Well, Dwayne, you do get to see a bit of our footy and we enjoy your calls, but we always enjoy more when we win. And I think you're right. I think what we've been able to do this year is improve our good footy. And that's certainly been the case with our ball use when we've played well and our average winning margins as an example and some of the key KPIs. But with our young group, 40% of the list sort of 20 years and under, 8 debutants with a record number of games from those players, that variability of performance is unfortunately not at the level that we want it to be and what we think we can improve on. So that's been our year, and I think the benefit from it is, as I said, blooding those players and getting games into them, and they'll be better for it, and certainly our seasons ahead will be better for it.
Steve, thanks for coming on. Caroline here. Was there a demarcation dispute between yourself and Chris Bond?
Absolutely not. And Chris and I have worked together for a long time. I talked him out of coaching to take on the football operations role. He's been excellent. But we've been sitting down, as Chris said and we said earlier in the week, for a period of time looking at the future. We both felt that was it was time for change and time for reinvigoration. We've reinvigorated our list. I want to reinvigorate our off-field football team. And we're putting in place a new structure with a head of football. We're working through a short list of that and then a list manager that we're looking to have based in WA. So it's a good opportunity for us to refresh those things and we're knee-deep in it at the moment.
So what happened between the time you decided to commit to Chris long-term to last week or the week before when I gather everything came to a head and you both decided to part ways?
I'm not sure if it was a long-term recontract.
Well, he had another year. It's unusual to let someone go when they've still got a year in their contract in terms of a football operations boss.
Yeah, well, I think you don't bind yourself by those things. I mean, they're in place for a reason and we're all comfortable with that. But we sat down and worked it out and worked out a way of working through not just that aspect, but the most important part was sitting down and saying, look, I think we need to change in this area, and that was agreed, and we just worked through it. He's a great man, and we'll continue to play a good role in football.
Hey, Steve, there was reports that Peter Bell could step up and possibly be the new head of football. Can you answer to that rumour or a suggestion that could be a possibility?
I did see those reports. Yeah. Look, what we're doing is I've cast the net wide in terms of started putting together a shortlist a little bit ago, and there's probably more like a long list to start with, and we're slowly dwindling it down, talking to lots of people around the country, hopefully we'll get it to a short list of 4 or 5 in the next week and make an appointment swiftly. So the easiest thing in these situations is not to talk about particular people and rule them in or out or even suggest they've applied. So won't comment specifically on anyone, but pretty comfortable with the list we're putting together and finding someone to take on that new role that we're putting in place.
Where do you stand now with the position of Lachie Neale, who I know you said earlier this week you expect him to stay, but interesting that he went up to Brisbane for last weekend and caught up with the coach, Chris Fagan. It looks like he's pretty keen to get there.
Well, I think also I said this week it'd be hypocritical for me to comment about players talking to other clubs. We've probably met with 5 different players from other clubs this year, including them, bringing them to Perth. So it's not something that...
contracted yes. players?
Yes.
Yep.
And that's something that's happening more and more around the competition. So firstly on that, I don't think it's unusual. And I think it's something that, with player movement increasing, is only going to increase in itself.
Unusual I guess, when it's one of your best players, though, and he's contracted, and Brisbane has never really been seen as a destination club, not in the last 5 years anyway.
Well, as I said, you know, that's happening more and more with contracted players, and some of those are some of the best players at those clubs. So that's not completely abnormal. The facts are with Lockie, as you would know, terrific player, 25 years of age, and got a lot of good footy ahead of him, a great young man. Simply he's contracted for next year, and I still continue to feel very positive about him staying at the club beyond 2019.
Steve, are you adamant that you'll hold him to that? Even if he still says to you next week, I want to be traded to the Brisbane Lions?
I don't know if the right words hold anyone to anything, but, you know, I'm firm in our understanding that he's contracted. I'm firm in our understanding he loves our club, a great relationship with coaches and key players, and very positive about our club's future, as he said himself in the media just the week before. So that then plays itself out. As I said, very positive about how we sit with that.
Even though, Steve, you've said that you're meeting with players too from other clubs.
Correct.
Do you need to look deeper than that, though, and say, have you got concerns at Fremantle that you lost a good young player last year in Weller, and now another good young player is possibly wanting out of your football club?
Well, obviously referring to Lockie Weller, and that was one that did bob up, and we felt, it was the same situation. He was contracted, but we decided in that instance, given the player concern, that we would entertain a trade, but only under certain circumstances. And those circumstances played out, and we got picked two, and very happy to have Andrew Brayshaw at the football club. So that transpired. In terms of looking deeper, you always are, and we do a lot of work on that. I guess the facts are we've got every single player that we want at our football club next year that's currently on our list contracted for next season. So that's a really good position to be in.
Will you continue to run the list management at the footy club now that you've taken over that role?
Very temporary, understandably. And look, it's a short-term situation. While we fulfil it, the board asked me to do that role, and I'm very happy to do it as a short-term and interim situation until we get the right people in those roles. It's not for the long-term at all. But there's a certain benefit in doing it for a short period of time, as you get different insights and having direct conversations rather than through some of your key staff. So there's a certain benefit for a short period of time.
Steve, great to have you on the program. We appreciate your time. Do you think the AFL will ever or can ever stop in-season talks to players from other clubs?
I don't think so. I think it's a factor of modern sport around the world, and as I said, will only increase. And if you think about it, it's actually a reflection on modern society as well, where people do look to express themselves and look at all different types of opportunities before making decisions. And I actually don't have a fundamental problem with that. Sometimes it's played out publicly. For example, we've met with five different players and no one would know. So I think it's ideal when it actually transpires that way and in a very open and honest way, but behind closed doors. So who knows? One thing I would like to see and put on your agenda is a mid-season draft. I think that has some benefit. I'm not sure about a mid-season trade because of what we're talking about will just increase. But a mid-season draft, particularly for equalisation reasons, to allow clubs that are in a phase like we are in a rebuild to access that state league talent mid-year, I think is a good thing.
Thanks a lot for your time, Steve. We appreciate you joining us.